three, two, one. John, that could be a priceless 3 points, couldn't it?
Yeah, big 3 points. You know, after Saturday's game, we're drawing at home. When we're at home, I expect us to win games. So when you're not winning, you're always looking at next one. You've got to get 3 points for it. But it was a good performance against a really good team. You know, they've got an excellent away record, but I think we deserved a result. We've created lots of chances tonight, and we've come out winners, and that's the most important thing.
And the decision to play Leobin from the start certainly paid off, didn't it?
Yeah, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And pleasingly, he's not figured too much. Even throughout the season, you know, before I came, I just felt we had to play off the front a little bit more today. And I think them two as a partnership tonight were a right handful. I think Adam was outstanding tonight. He should have scored. It's a pity he didn't score with his performance. But obviously Lee's got the goals. But tonight I thought they were a handful. And the team I picked tonight has gone out and won us a game. Peterborough will be a different game. So I'm not frightened of making changes. I made one or two tonight. And luckily it's ended up with being the right decision.
And for the first time this season, they looked like two strikers' goals, didn't they? Rather than set-piece goals.
One was a set-piece, wasn't it?
Well, it was, but he got the header.
The good goals.
He was in the right
position. They're in the six-yard box.
Yeah.
You know, Lee's anticipated that, you know, sometimes you don't follow them in, so he's followed it in. He's done well. They're the best goals for strikers, a little tap-ins. In the second one, he's read the flight of the ball, and he's just guided it in the net.
That was
so.
The point.
Yeah, he's just guided it in the net. But we've had good chances in the game. But Oxford have given us one or two scary moments, but we do defend really well when we have to. And like I said before, I'm disappointed with their goal. The penalty was a cheap penalty from Mark, because we're in good possession of the ball and we give it away, and it puts us in a vulnerable position. We can see the penalty, and, you know, 1-1, I would have been disappointed, because I thought we were a better team.
Just a word about Paul Green. For me, that was his best showing in a Latic shirt this season.
No, I like him. He's a good player. He's played at a higher level, and he's played over 500 games in his career. He's one of them who goes unnoticed to me. And every time I've played him, I think he's been terrific. So he's got a good experience, got great energy, and he's got a real doggy determination about him, the way he goes. He gets around the pitch, and I like him as a player. And when I ask him, or wherever I ask him to play, he's always 110%. Like most of them since I've come in, they're all a good group of lads. And I've told them, enjoy it while you're winning. There's no better feeling. But we know what's there to be done, and we've got to concentrate and keep our feet on the ground, because everyone's picking points up, and it's going to be tight.
John, you've had to change the team over the last few weeks, sometimes through suspensions, sometimes through injuries, or a combination of both, and sometimes just because you felt the need to, horses for courses, so to speak. Do you feel the need to change the side that won tonight against Peterborough?
Possibly, yeah, and I won't be frightened of doing it. Well, obviously, Rob's not going to be playing, so I've got to look at one or two. It was a tough game. We've had two tough games, Saturday, Tuesday, so Peterborough will be, you know, they play football, they do pass the ball around, and if they move you around, they're one of the best teams in the division. But we know what we've got to go and do. So if I feel as though a couple of fresh legs in there will make us a bit more sharper, I'm not frightened of doing that. It doesn't, you know, I look at tonight's game, Saturday's a different game. So luckily for me, touch wood, the decisions I'm making are going more our way. So whatever decision, whatever decision I make is purely to go and try and win that next game.
It looks like you found yourself a striker, 2-goal Leobin.
Yeah, listen, I'm glad he scored the goals. You know, he's not figured too much. He's probably been getting a bit of stick because he hasn't been scoring. He's done what he has to do, and that's what he's been brought here to do. And I'm really chuffed for him. And that's three. The last time when he come on against Northampton, he's got 3 goals. So he's making it difficult for me. If he scores goals, he's making life difficult for me to leave him out of the team.
You know, he's in a battle at the bottom, you've got a team that's in a battle for you, and he seems to have that.